All right, it's time to bring in Mike Kazi and check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
I won last night.
Yep.
Thank you for giving me that.
I didn't know that the quarterback for Arizona wasn't playing.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't watch football.
That's right. Well, I knew that. And even though Seattle lost a lot of injuries last night, I just knew that they'd win because, like I said, I thought that's why I said to you, just on the quarterback. That's why I said the quarterback.
No, I didn't know. Yeah. But the WWE reared its head again last night in football. Russell Wilson got a shot in the chin, sent off the field by the referee to go through concussion protocol. Concussion protocol says that a player who is believed to have a concussion cannot return to practice or play unless a team physician and an independent neurological consultant clear him. He came right back in the game. Our boy, our coach out in Seattle, circumvented the rules again, put Wilson in, won the game. Thank you, NFL.
I guess they had both those guys on the field.
Oh, yeah, I guess they have an independent neurological doctor on call in Arizona. So there you go. Pete Carroll did it again. Yep, Seattle won 22-16. Huh. I just don't understand how these things just continue to happen in the NFL where rules get circumvented and nothing happens about it. That's why I have no interest in this game anymore. What's the sense of having rules if you don't follow them?
All right. Well, you stand at 35-11, and I stand at 27.
35-12.
No, I ended. You were 35-10 after.
No, I was 35-10 after last week, 35-11 after the Monday night game, and 35-12 after yesterday. I got 12 losses.
All right, and I have
mine and yours have to equal. You're 28-19.
All right. I forgot to update them. That's right. I didn't put them in. All right. 35-12 and 28-19. I'm 7 behind.
Yep.
All right. So I'll give you my picks for this this weekend, all right?
I got mine written down already.
All right. I'm going to take the Steelers over the Colts. I'm going to take the Patriots over the Broncos.
Ditto.
And the Falcons over the Cowboys.
The other one I have is the Rams game. I'm taking the Rams over whoever they're playing. Who are the Rams playing this weekend? Playing Houston. So we're the same on two, the New England and Pittsburgh. And then you have Atlanta, and I have the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are one of the better teams in the league right now.
That says it all.
I know. It really does. It really does say it all.
That says it all. The Rams, Jacksonville, those are teams that are playing good this year.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Denver's like 3-8 or something. I don't know. They stink, so that's why I took New England. New England's not that good, but Denver's just terrible.
Well, you know that Denver has to be bad because the Giants beat them.
That's their lone win.
That's exactly. That might be the
this weekend's the win, the game for the number one pick, huh?
That's exactly right, and I hope the Giants lose.
They're not going to lose. San Francisco's. Well, I can't say they're not going to lose. That's going to be a game that people should watch because you might have people flopping all over the field on this game. The guy will be running and trip over his shoelaces. This could be like a 62-61 game.
I don't think they can. It's going to be a horrible game to watch.
Who's going to want to stop each other?
It's going to be a horrible game to watch. There's no doubt
about it. Oh, yeah. This is going to be a stinker.
Yeah. All right. So where else do you want to go in sports? There's no more horse racing, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we got horse racing. We got a couple of local stakes and stuff, but we'll go to hockey for a minute. It looks like the Devils are coming back to earth here. They lost the game last night in overtime against Edmonton 3-2. They were up 2-1 against Edmonton. Edmonton scored in the third and then scored in the overtime to take home the 2 points. Cam Talbot, the Ranger reject, has continued to play well out in Edmonton, probably better than the Queen, and Talbot gets another win last night. So a win for Edmonton last night. Tampa Bay wins back-to-back games on the road, two big games. They beat San Jose Wednesday night, and they beat the top team in the West last night, the Kings, 5-2. They had a 4-0 lead in that early in the game and held on to win 5-2 against the Kings. So Tampa Bay looks like the cream of the crop in the East this year. The Rangers are off till tomorrow. Edmonton, who's beaten the Islanders and the Devils. They go for the trifecta tomorrow afternoon against the Rangers. Should be a pretty good test for the Rangers. Edmonton's a better team now than they were earlier in the season, just like the Rangers. And we'll see which one comes out on top in this one. The Islanders go to St. Louis, a big test for them playing on the road. And the Devils play Florida, a team they should beat. If the Devils lose to Florida at home tomorrow night, the Devils are on their road to doom already. So we'll see what happens with that. Like I said, you can't get giddy on a team playing too good or too bad early in the season, but those games do mean a lot. And the Devils, they play Florida Saturday, and then they go to Chicago Sunday. So this is a big three-game test for the Devils to see if they're for real or not.
All right. Now on to racing?
Yeah, now we can go on to racing. One race in Kentucky and one race in New York. So we'll start with New York first because that's the one I have first. It's the eighth race tomorrow, the Red Smith, 1 3/8 on the frozen turf. Should be an interesting race here. Two horses I'm looking at, the 5 horse and the 9, Hunter O'Reilly. The 5 is Oscar nominated, trained by Mike Maker. This horse has been running good all over the place. Last 3 races at Arlington Park in the Arlington Million. Then comes back to Kentucky Downs in the Kentucky Turf Cup and wins that one. Goes up north of the border in the Canadian International, runs second. Gets beat by 10, but still runs second in that race. So the 2 last races this horse has run have been pretty good. Had no shot in the Arlington Million. And trust me, the Red Smith tomorrow at Arlington isn't the Arlington Million. 8-1's a nice price on Oscar nominated tomorrow. The other horse, Hunter O'Reilly, trained by Jim Toner. This horse is running really good his last 3 or 4 races. The 2 race debacle at Belmont in June, you could toss that. Prior to that, this horse won a marathon at Keeneland and then got a little time off after that race at Belmont until Saratoga. Had 2 turn races up there and ran very well in both of them. Won the Bowling Green, ran 4th, only got beat by a length and a half in the Grade 1 Sword Dancer. And this isn't the Grade 1 Sword Dancer either. So I like the 5-8, the 5-9 exacta tomorrow. I said 5-8. 5-9 exacta box in the 8th at Aqueduct tomorrow. And I think I like Hunter O'Reilly, the Toner horse, a little bit better. So I'm going to go with the 9 to win and the 5-9 exacta box. From there, we're going to go to Churchill Downs. Hopefully their turf's not frozen up too bad because the race we're going to go there with is another grass race. It's the 10th race on the card. It's the Commonwealth Turf for Grade 3, a mile and a 16th on the turf. A pretty decent race. Draws a strong field of 8. 2 horses I'm looking out in here. 1 is the 4-horse Parlor, trained by Eddie Keneally. This horse has been running in some decent races as well. One at Keeneland and one in the and Kentucky Downs in the up and down hill races there. This horse has raced 2 times at Churchill Downs with 1 win of his 3 lifetime wins. So Parlor at 6-1 with Leperouse, an attractive horse. And the horse to beat is the 6 horse, Mr. Misunderstood. This horse is 3-for-3 in the last 3 starts, 6-for-6 on the turf, undefeated, 4-to-5 morning line. Going to be tough to beat in here, but the 4-horse Parlor has better than the puncher's chance to get it done, I think. So a 6-4, 4-6 exacta in the 10th at Churchill tomorrow, and throw a few ducats on the 4-horse Parlor to get it done. So still got a few races, but they're dwindling down until Florida and New Orleans gets into high gear in a couple of weeks.